This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Several thousand climate activists, including Sweden's Greta Thunberg, demonstrated in Berlin on Friday to pressure candidates competing to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel at this weekend's German general election. Friday's strike marks the return of the youth climate protests that in 2019 drew more than 6 million people to the streets before the COVID-19 pandemic largely halted the mass gatherings and pushed much of the action online. Thunberg said, quote, "But while all this has happened, of course, the climate crisis hasn't disappeared, and we have not disappeared. The concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere hasn't been this high for at least 3 million years." Meanwhile, young people around the world also took to the streets to demand urgent action against climate change in the largest protest since the start of the pandemic. President Emmanuel Macron on Friday held talks with Lebanon's new prime minister, promising him that France would continue to support his crisis-struck country. Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati is on his first foreign trip days after his government was confirmed by parliament. The confirmation ended a 13-month deadlock that came as Lebanon continues to struggle with an economic meltdown and rising poverty. Throughout Lebanon's crisis, France has taken the lead among the international community in helping the small Mideast country, a former French protectorate. Paris has hosted aid conferences and pushed for reform. And last year, Macron presented Lebanese politicians with a roadmap for policy change and reforms. Macron on Friday promised France would help in efforts to, quote, mobilize the international community to respond to the most urgent needs of the country and its people. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Friday her country is willing to resume talks with South Korea if conditions are met, indicating it wants Seoul to persuade Washington to relax crippling economic sanctions. Kim Yo-jong's statement comes days after North Korea performed its first missile test in 6 months, which some experts said were intended to show it'll keep boosting its weapons arsenal if the U.S.-led sanctions continue while nuclear diplomacy remains stalled. She offered the talks while mentioning South Korean President Moon Jae-in's speech at the U.N. General Assembly this week, calling for a political declaration to end the 1950-53 Korean War as a way to bring peace to the peninsula. Kim Yo-jong says North Korea is willing to hold constructive talks with South Korea to discuss how to improve and repair strained ties if the South stops provoking the North with hostile policies, far-fetched assertions, and double-dealing standards. South Korea's unification ministry said it's carefully reviewing Kim Yo-jong's statement. It said South Korea will continue its efforts to restore ties with North Korea. Indian authorities say two assailants in lawyers' black coats opened fire in a courtroom in the Indian capital on Friday, killing a notorious crime suspect before being fatally shot by police officers. The shooting took place as Jitendra Gogi, who is facing murder and extortion charges, entered the courtroom. New Delhi's police commissioner says officers escorting Gogi acted swiftly and killed the assailants, who were believed to be from a rival gang. It wasn't clear how they managed to bring in weapons. With most proceedings held virtually because of coronavirus restrictions, a lawyer claims very few people were present inside the courtroom at the time of the shooting. And Norway will reopen society on Saturday, the government said, ending its coronavirus curbing restrictions, which have limited social interaction and hobbled many businesses. The Nordic nation joins a small but growing number of countries, including Denmark and Britain, which have removed all domestic restrictions, limiting the spread of coronavirus. Prime Minister Erna Solberg told a news conference, quote, "It is 561 days since we introduced the toughest measures in Norway in peacetime. Now the time has come to return to a normal daily life." The decision to no longer require social distancing will allow culture and sports venues to utilize their full capacity rather than just a portion of seats, while restaurants can fill up and nightclubs can reopen. Some 76% of all Norwegians have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, and 67% are fully vaccinated. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.